With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump says if elected in November, he'll create a government efficiency commission that will be overseen by Elon Musk. Bob Agnew reports.
The commission is the latest alliance between Trump and Musk, who has become an increasingly vocal supporter of the former president's bid for re-election. The Republican presidential nominee said back in 2022, fraud and improper payments alone cost taxpayers an estimated hundreds of billions of dollars. He says the new commission would recommend what he calls drastic reforms and develop a plan to eliminate fraud and improper payments within 6 months, something Trump says would save trillions of dollars. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the father of the suspect in Wednesday's Georgia school shooting says he bought the gun as a gift for his son. Colin Gray was arrested and charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter after his 14-year-old shot and killed four people and injured nine others at Appalachian High School. Gray told investigators he bought the rifle as a present for his son in December 2023, the same year the boy was investigated for making school shooting threats online. Police say Gray was arrested for knowingly allowing his son to have access to the weapon, and his charges are directly connected to the shooting. The FBI knew about the suspect making threats a year before the shooting. A Ugandan athlete has died after being severely burned by her former boyfriend.
Ugandan marathon runner Rebecca Cheptegei has died at a Kenyan hospital where she was being treated after 80% of her body was burned in an attack by her partner. She was 33 years old. Kenyan police said that Dixon Ndiema bought a jerrycan of petrol, poured it on her and set her ablaze during a disagreement. A report filed by the local officials states that the two were heard fighting about a piece of land before the fire started. I'm Karen Shamas.
This is SRN News. A move to enshrine abortion in the Constitution of Scotland.
The ruling Scottish National Party has adopted a resolution that calls for abortion to become a constitutional right should the country ever become fully independent from England. The SNP is working towards Scottish independence and is explaining what kind of rights they would enshrine if and when that day comes. Scottish leaders have also recently been considering physician-assisted suicide and embracing the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has rejected Oklahoma's emergency appeal seeking to restore a $4.5 million grant for family planning services. It's part of an ongoing dispute over the state's refusal to refer pregnant women to a nationwide hotline that provides information about abortion. The brief order does not detail the court's reasoning, but says Justices Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Neil Gorsuch would have sided with Oklahoma. This is SRN News. Police in Germany fatally wound a suspect who opened fire on officers in downtown Munich.
Munich police spokesman Andreas Franken told reporters the man was sighted handling a long gun and died after an exchange of fire with emergency services. He was later identified as an 18-year-old with Austrian citizenship. At a news conference carried by RTL, Bavarian Interior Minister Joachim Herrmann says the police will investigate, but he did not think it was a coincidence that the man parked within sight of the Israeli consulate, then walked around the consulate with a rifle and started shooting at police near there. Police said there's no indication of other perpetrators or further danger to the public. I'm Jennifer King.
A California Democrat lawmaker is switching parties. Gloria Romero, who served as the Democrat majority leader of the state Senate, the first woman to do so, announced Wednesday she's registering as a Republican. More details at SRNnews.com.